Visit Tap or Swipe any of your AfterCards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your AfterCard to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
The headlines. ZCLU demands release of Zambian-born youths allegedly detained as foreigners. Kitwe City Council loses 20 million kwacha in revenue due to land agency suspension. And in global news, MSF warns Gaza aid drops would be insufficient and risk chaos. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union ZCLU has expressed deep concern and outrage over the alleged detention of two Zambian-born youths, Patience Mutima and Ndayasiba Teopile, who are being held at Twin Palm Police Station in Lusaka as illegal immigrants. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says this is despite the duo being born in Zambia to refugee parents. Mr. Mwanza argues that the detention is unconstitutional and inhuman, as the individuals are entitled to apply for Zambian citizenship under Article 37 of the Zambian Constitution. He says this case highlights a larger crisis where children born in Zambia to refugee parents are routinely arrested, detained, and criminalized, with many individuals in similar situations lacking access to legal representation, leading to prolonged detention and conviction. Mr. Mwanza says the organization is demanding the immediate release of the two and is calling for a review of existing immigration and citizenship laws to align them with the Constitution and international human rights instruments.
These are children of Zambia by birth. They hold the national identity cards issued by the Zambian authorities and should be registered as citizens. They grew up here, they went to school here, they are going to school here, and they know no other home apart from Zambia. Yet today, we are treating them as foreigners in their own country of birth. They are locked up in cells meant for dangerous criminals. We want to further note that the plight of such individuals is exacerbated in Zambia by lack of legal representation, with many of such children languishing in unsanitary detention facilities, tried and even convicted as illegal immigrants without ever having migrated to this country.
Efforts to get a comment from Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka failed as his mobile phone went unanswered. Kitwe Mayor Mphasa wa Mwaya has disclosed that the local authority has lost over 20 million kwacha in revenue collection since the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development suspended its land agency role. Government last year suspended the agency of Kitwe City Council to administer land on behalf of the Ministry of Lands due to illegalities of land administration by the local authority. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Mwaya says the suspension, which has been in effect for 1 year and 7 months, has significantly impacted the council's operations, particularly the finance department. She explains that the reduced revenue collection has limited the council's ability to disperse funds, affecting its activities, and is therefore appealing to the central government to reconsider the suspension, citing the increasing cases of land encroachment as a pressing concern. Ms. Mwaya has expressed the council's willingness to engage with the ministry to resolve the issue, acknowledging that valuable lessons have been learned from the experience, and is hopeful that a solution can be found to restore the council's land agency role and improve revenue collection.
For 1 year and 7 months, it means we have not been able to allocate land to any individual or company, meaning that's how long a period we've stayed without collecting any revenue from that planning department. That already translates into huge losses on our local collection and we've lost out more than 20 million kwacha in that regard, and that's what should have gone towards service delivery as a whole in the district. Finance department is directly affected because it is the one that distributes money meant for service delivery to various departments.
First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malungo Chisangano, says Zambia risks not achieving most of the targets set out in key development frameworks if rural infrastructure challenges are not addressed. Speaking in Lusaka today at the Members of Parliament's Rural Access Climate Leadership Challenge Roundtable meeting organized by Bridges to Prosperity, Ms. Chisangano highlighted the plight of over 7.5 million people in rural areas who are marginalized due to lack of access to basic services like healthcare, education, and markets. She notes that rural communities face significant development barriers, including lack of access to healthcare, education, and markets, while climate-related disasters such as floods exacerbate the challenges, causing children to miss school and pregnant women to be stranded on their way to health facilities. Ms. Chisangano has urged parliamentarians to come up with a time-bound cross-party action plan to deliver low-cost, climate-resilient rural infrastructure and to leverage on the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as a powerful tool to address rural underdevelopment and isolation.
As elected leaders, charged with the huge responsibility of making laws and appropriating budgets for our country, we have no option but to rise to the occasion and ensure that we uplift our people from poverty, particularly those whose lives are shaped and isolated by geography, climate, and neglect. Honorable members, I will be failing in my duties if I do not encourage you to use the Constituency Development Fund as a powerful and readily available tool to address the challenge of rural underdevelopment and isolation.
And Bridges to Prosperity Country Director Nachilala Nkombo emphasized that Zambia cannot resolve rural access challenges without decisive action from members of parliament. Ms. Nkombo has stressed that rural access is not a luxury but a lifeline essential for connecting communities to healthcare, education and markets, as a whole of society approach is necessary to address rural access challenges involving government, traditional leaders and civil society.
Guide us on what we need to do. We're looking up to you, not to say we'll solve this problem tomorrow. I believe it's within our power, within the limited resources that we have, to start fixing this problem one constituency at a time, but also to approach this problem the way we approach other crises, the way we approach COVID-19, the way we probably have approached the issue of rural energy poverty. You know, it would take some institutional approaches for us to have the impact that we're looking for.
Meanwhile, Itezi Tezi, Member of Parliament and Co-Chair of the Zambian Parliamentary Caucus on Environment and Climate Change, Twambo Mutinta, suggests that members of Parliament could rethink how to innovatively use CDF to address rural access challenges and has called for immediate engagement with the Minister of Finance to prioritize rural bridge investment in targeted areas. A 2 year and 5 months old baby girl is nursing serious wounds after being attacked by a hyena in Boma Village, Lundazi District in Eastern Province. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred on Thursday evening while the child was sitting by a fire outside her home with her parents. Mr. Mwemba says a hyena suddenly appeared and snatched the baby identified as Easter Piri, biting her face. He says that the victim's father chased after the hyena and managed to rescue his daughter, who was initially taken to Lumezi District Hospital for treatment, but was later transferred to Chipata Central Hospital due to her unstable condition. First National Bank, FNB, Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola says the bank has taken a proactive role in promoting good health through sports initiatives, championing the fight against non-communicable diseases in Zambia. Speaking at this year's